Good morning and welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is David Osborne from Profitable Personnel. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Now, can you tell us what is Profitable Personnel?
If you hire a staff member, you'd want a return on investment. And that return should derive you a profit. So Profitable Personnel is a company that's all about making sure you find staff who provide you a profit.
So how do we do that?
We would, first of all, profile what you were looking for. So most companies fail to adequately profile. And one of the first questions would be, what is the return on investment you'd be looking for? So if I was going to hire a salesperson, I'd be looking for a 10-to-1 return on investment. And then from there, it's a case of going through all the key metrics and what's required to pinpoint someone who's actually achieved that before. Because the key thing is, someone that you want to achieve it for you has done that for someone else before.
Right. So what questions should we be asking when we're employing someone?
Some of the questions I would go through are, first of all, the questions are for yourself. So what are the measurements you want to use to measure this individual? What are the actual goals this individual is required to achieve? 12 months, 9 months, 6 months, 3 months. And then when you're onboarding people, you need to know what you want them to achieve for your first month, second month, third month. Most employers haven't evaluated exactly what they want someone to achieve. Therefore, if you don't know what you want someone to achieve, you can't find someone who's previously achieved that. And that's key. And then there's a whole plethora of other questions that need to be answered if you want to create a good profile.
So we see a lot of the time someone leaves a position, there's a position open, so let's just fill that.
Okay, and I call that recruitment. So that's the classic military model. So if, you know, a few people have been killed somewhere and we need some more soldiers, so let's just recruit a few more people. But selection is where you are actually looking at what you need to drive your business forwards. So it's very specific, and it has to be something where you really spend some time thinking, what do I need in this position to make this work for me? And often reflecting, why didn't it work in the first place? And these are things that people don't take time out to think about.
So that's where you come in.
Yes. I just believe, my philosophy is that business owners have this dream, this aspiration. They have a limited time. They do have limited sources of energy. If they don't get the right people with them the first time round, there's not too many other times that they can afford to make the mistake. So my whole vision and mission is to make sure business owners get the right person the first time round.
So what are some of the key mistakes business owners make when they are employing people?
There are a whole host of psychological hiring hurdles. And one of them, I'm just going to go through a few now. One is affinity bias. And that's where we hire people who are like ourselves. And we believe that they're going to be the most suitable person because they are like us. But salespeople or marketers aren't necessarily like us. So affinity bias is one mistake. Confirmation bias is another mistake, and that is we like the sound of someone or the look of someone, and within 4 minutes we will make the decision. And then all our questions will be based on confirming our decision that has subconsciously been made in 4 minutes. And these are subconscious hurdles, and they're running in the background and we're not aware of them. If I may give you two more. Appearance inferences. So classically, we will think someone who's taller is more intelligent. So the average height of a CEO in America is 7.6 centimeters taller than the average employee.
Is that right?
Yes. So, and we also look at people's faces, and we look at looks, and we start to think, well, someone who's better looking than someone who isn't is also more intelligent. And these are subconscious hurdles. We run this program in, and then we make these decisions very quickly without us knowing that our subconscious is going to make the decisions. And then our conscious will ask questions based on what the subconscious has decided. Then there is the contrast effect, which is just another one of these hurdles, and that is we've got three really good candidates. I'm going to choose the best of the three. Well, that's not the profile. The profile says that you wanted this person, and the contrast effect is where you default to, well, I'll just choose the best of the three. And that's something we do as a natural behavior, and I guarantee if you ask any business owner, they have all undertaken that decision-making methodology, and they will admit that they've fallen at that hurdle. There's four for you.
Wow. So if you find that you have fallen into, you know, some of those traps, is it best to get someone else to do the hiring for you?
It is. It's always good to have a selector, a specialist selector, to work with you. Fundamentally, the responsibility is yours. However, we would profile, which would make you think and work, and most people don't want to go through that process. And then we would construct a process where we know these things are going to occur in terms of confirmation bias, affinity bias, and we would construct a process whereby you would then only get to see someone when they've been vetted.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That does.
It is, just in terms of what most people do, they will get a resume, bring someone in for a coffee and chat, and all research after research will indicate that the chances of that being successful is something like 8%.
Really?
And there is a chronic disengagement problem across the world, and people wonder why. And that's because they follow old-fashioned ways of hiring people, and they don't use anyone who's a specialist. And hiring someone for your business is critical not only to your cash flow, but to your personal health. So would you just, when you go for a doctor, would you just guess at the doctor you want to look after you for a special issue that you have? No, you wouldn't. You would research. You'd want if it was for a cancer, you'd want a specific doctor for a cancer. But what most people do is they play guessing games with their own business.
Mm, no. So let's get people contacting you so they can be helped out in that area and get a bit of return on their investment. How can people get in contact with you?
They can go to my website, but really if you want to get straight to me, which is the best way to do things, it's David Osborne at 0428-780-859. That's my mobile.
Wonderful. And what is your website?
It's profitablepersonnel.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio.
My pleasure.